Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a Daf less than a day in a few minutes you wear. We're looking at Yuma 77, talking about one of the prohibitions on Yom Kippur. The prohibition of washing oneself on Yom Kippur. The rabbis taught in a brisa, it is forbidden to wash part of one's body, just as it is forbidden to wash one's entire body. But if he was soiled with mud or excrement, he may wash himself as he usually does, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against washing on Yom Kippur. Similarly, it is forbidden to anoint part of one's body, just as it is forbidden to anoint one's entire body. But if he was sick, or if he had scabs on his head, he may anoint himself as he usually does, and he need not be concerned that this violates the prohibition against anointing oneself on Yom Kippur. So the idea is, if that you have something that's sullied in your body, in your soul, you can wash it off if you need to on Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the whole year. It kind of reminds me of the idea that we should come to Hashem anytime we do a sin, anytime we do anything wrong. There's even a little prayer in the Shemona Esrei around the Shema Kaleinu part of Shemona Esrei about Ana Hashem, and you tell Hashem what you did, and you resolve to be better. The Rambam teaches us, Maimonides, that if you sin, the way to rectify it is basically acknowledging what you did wrong, keeping in mind that you're going to try not to do it again, and if you're presented with the same opportunity, to stand up and not fall. So if a person eats non-kosher, for example, he succumbs to his desire for a cheeseburger or something, and he feels bad, and he says he won't do it again, and then he passes by McDonald's, and he's about to go in and get it, he doesn't do that. So in general, we need to do what we can to wash away our sins, wash away our bodies. We should make sure every day to reach out to Hashem, talk to Hashem, like we talked about on the previous stuff, and explain to Hashem what was good about today, what was bad, what can we do better next time. Not just Yom Kippur is it a time to do tshuva. Every day, a person should really be involved in making himself cleansed of sin. A sage once said in the Gemara, the Talmud, a person should do tshuva, repentance, one day before his death. And his students asked him, but does someone know the day they die? So the sage responds that, therefore, do tshuva every day, because tomorrow may be your last day, or today might be your last day. This way, all your days will be in repentance. How wonderful a lesson. Every day, and that's why, if you get to say the Kriya Shema Lamita, you forgive everyone around you, and you ask Hashem to forgive you because you're forgiving others. You're rachamam, you're being merachim others, Hashem should be merachim you. Every day, not just in Yom Kippur, when a person washes themselves away from the excrement, the mud, we should wash away the mud and the excrement, the stains from our own souls, from our own neshamas. This way we could be living in repentance every single day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 78 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.